A Message to Garcia by Elbert Hubbard, as read by Lawrence J. Clark. Foreword. This literary trifle, A Message to Garcia, was written one evening after supper in a single hour. It was on the 22nd of February, 1899, Washington's birthday. We were just going to press with the March issue of Philistine. The thing leaped hot from my heart. Written after a trying day, when I had been endeavoring to train some rather delinquent villagers to adjure the comatose state and get radioactive. The immediate suggestion, though, came from a little argument over the teacups, when my boy Bert suggested that Rowan was the real hero for the Cuban War. Rowan had gone alone and done the thing. He had carried the message to Garcia. Then it came to me like a flash. Yes, the boy is right. The right hero is the man who does his work, who carries the message to Garcia. I got up from the table and wrote A Message to Garcia. I thought so little of it that we ran it in the magazine without even a heading. The edition went out, and soon orders began to come for extra copies of the March Philistine. A dozen, then 50, 100, and when the American News Company ordered 1,000, I asked one of my helpers which article it was that had stirred up the cosmic dust. "It's the stuff about Garcia," he said. Well, the next day, a telegram came from George H. Daniels of the New York Central Railroad. "Give price on 100,000 Rowan articles in pamphlet form. Empire State Express advertisement on back. Also, how soon can ship?" I replied, giving a price, and stated that we could supply the pamphlets in 2 years. Our facilities were small, and 100,000 booklets looked like an awful undertaking. The result was that I gave Mr. Daniels permission to reprint the article in his own way. He issued it in booklet form in editions of 500,000. 2 or 3 of these 500,000 lots were sent out by Mr. Daniels, and in addition, the article was reprinted in over 200 magazines and newspapers. It has since been translated into all written languages. At the time Mr. Daniels was distributing A Message to Garcia, Prince Hilikov, director of Russian railways, was in the country. He was the guest of the New York Central and made a tour of the country under the personal direction of Mr. Daniels. The prince saw the little book and was interested in it, more because Mr. Daniels was putting it out in big numbers, probably, than otherwise. In any event, when he got home, he had the matter translated into Russian and a copy of the booklet given to every railroad employee in Russia. Other countries then took it up, and from Russia it passed into Germany, France, Spain, Turkey, Hindustan, even China. During the war between Russia and Japan, every Russian soldier who went to the front was given a copy of A Message to Garcia. The Japanese, finding the booklets in possession of the Russian prisoners, concluded it must be a good thing, and accordingly translated it into Japanese. And, on an order of the Mikado, a copy was given to every man in the employee of the Japanese government, whether soldier or civilian. Over 40 million copies of A Message to Garcia have now been printed. This is said to be a larger circulation than any other literary venture that has ever attained during the lifetime of an author in all history, thanks to a series of lucky accidents. Elbert Hubbard, December 1st, 1913.